And segment number four of In Focus comes your way next. Here on News Radio KMAN, Charlotte Meisenheimer had to step out, so we appreciate her joining us here this morning. Jason Smith continues with us here from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, where he is the president and CEO. And, you know, we've been hearing a lot of the election ads here this morning. And that is because we have a pretty big election coming up here in about 2 weeks.
We do, and it's obviously a big election for our community because we have two of our major entities that have significant openings that we will be voting on in November, and that's the city commission and school board. And we have, excuse me, of course, the chamber does not take, we do not endorse candidates. That's a decision that our organization made a number of years ago. And I do think it's probably a good position to have. There are some chambers who do endorse, but every chamber I've worked for has chosen not to do that because at the end of the day, we are charged by our members to work with all elected officials to advance growth and economic prosperity agendas. And those are the two things that are very important to our leadership and feed into our agendas at all levels of government. So every year we do questionnaires, and we send out a questionnaire to all the city commission candidates, all of the school board candidates, all six of the school board candidates. We were very excited that we got back all but one. But our questions focused on exactly what we talked about. So what do we do to add jobs? What do we do to grow this community? How do we limit the continued increases in property taxes that are on the back of our taxpayers, both personally and with our businesses? And so we were very excited with the results that we have. We feel very strongly that all the candidates spent a lot of time and are very thoughtful about the questions and have done their research, which you don't get all the time. But it sure seems like that, at least from the standpoint of people who care about the community, care about the schools, that we do have 15 candidates that feel very strongly that they want Manhattan to be a great place to live. But we want to encourage people, if they're interested. And of course, again, the questions tended to be based around our focuses, which are job growth and population growth and wage growth for workers. Encourage people to go online, manhattan.org, and those questionnaires are available on there if they want to read the results and what the candidates said about each of those topics. There were six questions in each, and so it's not super long and doesn't take very long to get through them, but I think it informs a great deal into their thoughts about those key issues.
Yeah, well, that's good. We've done something similar here on our website, and you know, I think it's good you get all these different avenues. We all have different questions.
Sure.
And it really gets you to be an informed voter.
Yeah, and you know, of course, local government is probably our key focus in our government affairs, but we also pay attention to the other levels as well. And we just got back a couple weeks ago from we took a small group to Washington, D.C., where we met with all of our delegation, so Representative Mann and Senators Marshall and Moran, and talked about our key topics, one of which is making sure that the airport gets built back. We have to redo the runway. It's just time, just it's the way things are. And we want that runway to be rebuilt at its current size, and the FAA has fought a little bit on that, but we need it to be 150 foot wide, both for the military and for some things with K-State, but primarily the military. We do not need that if there's ever any decisions about reducing facilities that weighs into as a negative because they can't land certain planes in Manhattan because of the width of our runway. So we're very interested in making sure that continues to be at 150 foot. And we were very proud of our Military Relations Committee and their partners that they were able to apply for and receive a grant from the Department of Defense to help contribute to that. So we got a $5.5 million grant, but we need FAA to continue to fund that at a 90% clip, which is what they typically do for all airports. And so we're interested in making sure they do that here. We're also interested in making sure the investments of Fort Riley that need to be made are made. And one of those is some upgrades and continued maintenance on the rail the rail service at Camp Funston. One of the things that Fort Riley hangs their hat on is their ability to deploy very quickly, and that area is what allows them to do that. And but anytime you have rail, as people who deal with rail know, it has to be maintained, it has to be upgraded, otherwise you can't continue to use it. And so if we can't use it, then we lose the advantages of our deployment capabilities, and there's some opportunities to grow those capabilities as well. Additionally, we need a bit more housing if we're going to get expanded personnel at Fort Riley, and so how that goes forward is, I think, important. And we were excited to hear from Senator Moran that there's going to be a housing study done as it relates to housing at Fort Riley, and that will be submitted. And if there is a need, and we believe there is, as do a number of other people, that will be identified, and they'll be able to find the funding, hopefully, to help facilitate that. The last, I think, item that is really important to us is making sure MBAF opens and is funded. I think people have read news reports that there's been a national effort to maybe provide a lot of misinformation about what's going on and what will go on at MBAF. These are things that have been discussed, vetted for over 10 years since 2009, and we need to make sure that continues on track to open in 23. As well as that the adequate funding is given to the Department of Ag to make sure that facility is funded appropriately so that they can do all the things necessary to make sure that we don't have some of the challenges we've had for the last couple of years, as well as provide opportunities for the private sector to engage. And we do know that there's some opportunities that are going to be made available for the private sector to come in and engage in that process and work with MBAF directly on site, and those things need to be put in place as well. And I know our local people who have already been hired here are advocates for, well, to the extent that they can be, they're supportive of that. Advocates isn't the right word. And we think that they are at the Department of Ag as well. But again, that has to do with funding, and we want to make sure that continues to be put at the forefront of that. So
we've had Dr. Ernie Minton on from the College of Agriculture talking specifically about the need for funding of facilities at K-State for their department specifically. Has that been something have you talked to Ernie on that?
Sure, yeah. And we work very closely with K-State, and that tends to be, those issues tend to be more state-related. And so we have a pretty standard policy statement that talks about support for K-State, particularly as it relates to their core strengths, and one of those obviously is agriculture. And so if we are, and I don't, you know, I'm not a facilities expert, I'm listening to what Ernie and others say, but if we are unable to attract the best and brightest in students that are interested in being in ag and animal science and all the things that make Kansas State great, if we're unable to attract those people and attract researchers because facilities aren't where they should be, then that certainly should be a concern to all of us. And so, again, money's tight, and we're all trying to figure out budgets. But it seems right now that the state is doing really well, and of course there's an enormous amount of funds that have been sent to the state of Kansas as part of the recovery rescue plan. And so if there's something that can be done to upgrade any facility at K-State, because we know Ag College of Ag isn't the only one. There's a lot, particularly in the research enterprise, where we need to make investments. We certainly would be interested in supporting that. We don't see a plan that's been put forward yet, but we obviously are in very close contact with our friends at K-State and our friends at the Board of Regents and paying attention. And that's something also that we look at through our coalition with METAL, so the Manhattan Emporia, Topeka, and Lawrence Chambers, which have a formal arrangement where we look at the region and what's important in the region and develop a regional agenda that we promote collectively to all of our delegation in Northeast Kansas. And we have made a lot of impact because you have strength in numbers, and when we add that many members of all those chambers and you have that many legislative representatives, you can start really making an impact.
All right. Well, about out of time here. We do have a football game this Saturday. I might get your prediction on that. K-State, do they get back in the winning column this weekend?
I feel pretty good about K-State going forward. I would say I'm going to put them as a favorite the rest of the way. I think the Baylor one might be one that's, you know, you never know, but I feel pretty good about, you know, K-State has had to play the three toughest teams in the Big 12, and they have been very competitive in those games, and so I'm optimistic about where we're going to head going forward.
All right. Yeah, score prediction, do you have one of those?
I'm not going to do that this week. Okay. I have misjudged that so many times. So I think I'm going to lay off for a while. What do you got, Dave?
I think that that's just like the biggest cop-out that I've heard in a long time.
I don't know. Well, tell me what you have.
I got K-State 31-20.
Okay. Well, what do you got? What do you got? OU Kansas.
131-0.
Hey, like Coach Kleiman said, let's keep it positive.
Yeah. Right? Well, listen, if you haven't seen the OU defense lately, it won't be zero.
Okay.